Mamma Mia subscribers, you've been asking and we've been listening. Now, you can get all of your exclusive subscriber audio on Apple Podcasts. That includes everything from bonus episodes of your favourite pods to exclusive segments to all of our audio series.
To link your Mamma Mia subscription to Apple Podcasts, open the Mamma Mia Out Loud page in your Apple Podcasts app and follow the prompts, or head to help.mamamia.com.au.
You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on.
Hi, before we get started, just letting you know, we discuss bullying, mental health issues and suicide in today's episode, so please take care when listening. I'm Claire Murphy. This is Mamma Mia's daily news podcast, The Quickie. And today we reflect on the 6 years that have passed since the loss of teenager Dolly Everett started a nationwide conversation around bullying. Today is Do It for Dolly Day. So how much closer are we to making Dolly's dream of a kinder and safer world for Australian kids and communities come true? Before we look into that, let's head to The Quickie newsroom for the latest headlines, Friday, May 10. Despite not having to pay his own lawyers, Bruce Lerman will today find out how much he's expected to pay Network 10 and journalist Lisa Wilkinson after his failed defamation case. Justice Michael Lee will resolve the issue later today, when Lerman is expected to be ordered to pay at least some of 10's costs, 10 also having to pay a portion of Wilkinson's legal costs after she retained her own lawyers. A referee, though, will be appointed to examine whether the journalist could have avoided unnecessary costs in the way she ran her case. Lerman has until the end of the month to appeal the decision, in which Justice Lee found on the balance of probabilities he raped Brittany Higgins in Parliament House in 2019. Network 10's Truth Defence over their 2021 interview with Ms Higgins, the centre of the defamation case, holding up against the accusations of defamation. Women suffering through endometriosis will benefit from next week's budget, with money put aside to allow for longer specialist consultations and increased rebates for gynecological care. The federal government will set aside $49.1 million in Tuesday's budget for the medical assistance, longer specialist appointments for conditions such as endo or polycystic ovarian syndrome of 45 minutes or more will be covered by Medicare from July 2025. Endometriosis is estimated to affect at least 1 in 9 Australian women and takes an average of 7 years to be diagnosed. Health Minister Mark Butler saying the longer appointments will work towards cutting down that diagnosis time. Adult film star Stormy Daniels has wrapped up her testimony at Donald Trump's hush money trial, his lawyers seeking to catch out inconsistencies in her retelling of her 2006 sexual encounter with the former president. Trump has been charged with 34 counts of falsifying business records to cover up his former lawyer Michael Cohen's $130,000 payment to Daniels for her silence over the unflattering encounter in a Lake Tahoe hotel while Trump was already married to Melania. Trump maintains he never slept with Daniels, his lawyers comparing her book narrative compared to her testimony and other interviews she's done on the matter, accusing her of lying. Daniels remained defiant in the face of the aggressive cross-examination, often clapping back with witty responses, like saying she wasn't aiming to profit from telling the world she had sex with the former president, saying nobody would ever want to publicly say that, which frustrated Trump, who at one point appeared to call her testimony bullshit, drawing a warning of witness intimidation from the judge. Star Matilda's goalkeeper Lydia Williams has announced that she'll be hanging up her international gloves after the Paris Games. The 35-year-old Melbourne Victory shot stopper has played 5 World Cups and was in the team that won at the Asian Cup in 2010, posting on social media last night that the last 19 years had been a wonderful ride and that she loves the girls, who she'll miss so much, but she hopes that the level of support been shown to the Matildas in recent times continues. The Aussie team has a tough draw in Paris, facing the US, Germany and Zambia in Group B. Their first game will kick off on July 25. That's what's happening in your world today. Next, we speak to Dolly Everett's mum, Kate, to reflect on the time since her daughter's life was derailed by bullies and how she continues to work to stop any other parent from having to go through what she did. Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription. When you send your kids off to school, you have some really big hopes for them. You hope they learn and grow, that they find a friendship group and learn how to be their true self within those social circles. You also hope they don't become the target of a bully. That's a lesson learned the hardest way by parents who find out their children are the victim.
Last term, a boy in my daughter's year 4 class teased her about wearing a crop top under her t-shirt, announcing to the class that she was wearing a bra. She sat back, but he pushed her forward. He's also said that he wants to have sex with her and her friend, and he also calls them f***ing bitches.
For those who were the target of bullies or who witnessed it happen to others, the psychological scars still run deep.
The cool group girls would regularly hold evictions, usually over really small drama, after which everyone in the group would just stop talking to that person. There were 13 girls in that group, and by the end of school, 4 of them had been hospitalised with mental health issues. I had a near miss with an eviction, and since school ended, 2 of the girls involved have approached me and have apologised, but at the time, I just had to cop it or have no one.
When Amy Jane Everett, who her friends and family called Dolly, was faced with bullying at school, it became unbearable pretty quickly. Video footage of her at the time shows a happy, carefree teenager flossing as she walks through the paddocks of her family's Queensland cattle farm. Her parents, Kate and Tick, describe her as tough as nails, but also a carefree, crazy-haired little girl. What that confident exterior was hiding was the torment she was receiving at the hands of school bullies. Kate and Tick sent Dolly and her sister to boarding school to interact with other kids. They lived so remote, they wanted them to have that experience for their high school years. They went through what so many farming kids experience when they're sent to the big smoke for the first time. The homesickness, not liking the food. But Dolly loved sports, and from all reports, she was incredibly good at them. But in her very first term at her new school, Dolly started to get some unwanted attention from boys. They called her a slut. She was only 12. Her parents tried to explain to her how kids' minds work, that they were trying to sort out where they all stood in the big scheme of things, and that it would work itself out. Kate did call the school, but says the issue was swept under the rug. But one of the boys who'd been calling her names turned that focus physical, pushing Dolly to the ground, she retaliated, punching the boy bully. In response, the school suspended her. Her parents were shocked at the school's decision to victim blame, but the bullying did seem to back off in the aftermath. But what Kate and Tick didn't realise was that Dolly was getting good at pretending she was okay. She didn't want to cause further trouble after her suspension, so she put up with the bullying she was experiencing for fear of being in the disciplinary spotlight again. In her second year of boarding school, Kate and Tick got a call saying Dolly had been convinced by a boy to take pictures of herself and send them to him. She started to withdraw, and by the time she turned 14, her parents felt like she was a different girl to the one they'd sent off to school 2 years before. In year 9, she was suspended again, this time for drinking. She sent an email home asking how much longer she had to stay and could she please leave sooner. She explained how the kids were ganging up on her, but she didn't want to fight, so she just walked away. They called her a dirty slut, a bitch, telling her to go kill herself. Despite her desperation to get out, she seemed determined to go back after the holiday break to prove how tough she really is. The family had planned a last-minute holiday before school started back, and on that January day it all seemed pretty normal. Dolly made potato salad, coleslaw and steak, her favourite dinner. They played cards. Dolly won. She then went up to bed. 30 minutes later, Dolly was gone. Kate held her daughter's body in her arms for hours after, promising her lost little girl that all of this hadn't been in vain. She apologised for not making better decisions. She and Tick launched Dolly's Dream, vowing to end school bully culture, to address the impact of bullying and the resulting anxiety, depression and youth suicide that inevitably follows. But with the states and territories all running their education system separately, how do you create a national approach to this very national problem? That is something Kate is still working on. Kate, it's do it for Dolly Day today. We're all wearing blue, we're raising awareness for the prevention of bullying, but
What do you really hope days like today achieve?
I guess always the idea was we would have a national day, and we had so many communities come together at the start, and now it's reached, you know, a national level. So we want it to be a day where, yes, we're wearing blue and we're saying no to bullying, but we're also asking parents and families to come together and have conversations about, you know, how your child's day is, what technology they're using, or if we've got kids that are struggling, use today as the day to start a conversation with your parents and say, I'm not okay. There's something going on and I need to talk to you.
Kate, is there any data that shows the levels of bullying 6 years ago when you lost Ollie as opposed to where we are now? Have we made improvements?
Look, I think we've made improvements with our resources and you know, the Dolly Stream resources keep growing every year and we are very proud of that. And the eSafety Commissioner has grown so much over the last 6 years and they do an amazing job. But unfortunately, there has been a recent study by the eSafety Commissioner saying that cyberbullying especially is actually on the rise. And I think, you know, we've just got to acknowledge that technology is here to stay and that Dolly's Dream is here to be part of that education process and help support parents and children alike, and especially those that are geographically isolated. And, you know, now we have things in our suite like the Beacon app, which can provide that service.
How do you feel about this movement that is starting to kind of gather strength where they say that kids should not have a smartphone before high school and should not have social media before they turn, I think it's 15 or 16? Do you think that is a good way to tackle cyberbullying in particular, if that is what's on the rise?
Well, look, I think if we're going to put our head in the sand about it, that's not going to improve anything. There's still a massive vulnerability from, you know, 15 to early 20s. So education and open conversation is so important. We as a family also believe, you know, spending time together as a family and using other activities and physical activities as a way of connecting as opposed to technology. So I'm neither for nor against. I think we are silly if we pretend that we don't have to deal with this till a certain age, but Dolly's Dream is here to support and we do have so many resources available now. And that was always our mission, was to make sure that families didn't feel in the dark like we did.
Kate, it's interesting you say that because I've just come from watching old interviews of you and Tick together 6 years ago, not long after all of this happened for you guys when you lost Ollie. Mm-hmm. And you can see that you guys are so shell-shocked but are still trying to make sense of everything. What do you remember about what that was like? I mean, you know, one minute you're a farming family with two kids in boarding school and the next you're sitting down with Tracy Grimshaw in a current affair reliving the worst moment of your life. What was that experience like looking back at it all these years later?
Interestingly enough, I've probably had got to the point where I can look back and reflect now. I think what jumps out to me is we are a very average family. And I think the thing that still shocks me today is if this can happen to us, it can completely happen to anyone else. So we still stand by. We don't want any other family to walk this road. So if you have an opportunity and you notice that something is going on with your children, please be brave enough to talk to them. Don't put your head in the sand about anything. You know, if you notice your child isn't doing well at school suddenly, or they've changed friend groups, or they've dropped a sport, or their eating sleeping habits have changed, please use that as a catalyst to a conversation that may save their lives. Because I just look back and think we were so average and this still happened.
I spoke about this with Bruce Morecambe too a few years ago about what it takes for somebody to take the worst moment of their life and turn it into their life's work, and having to, and we've seen it with so many others too, Rosie Batty, for example. How do you handle having Dolly's Dream continue on when it does require you to relive the trauma of that time for you guys? How do you make sure that you don't get emotionally drained and traumatized yourself over and over?
During the last 6 years, we've honestly looked at this as a day of hope, and we say over and over again, you know, her death cannot be in vain. And in her death, she has honestly brought communities together the same way she did in life. But Tick and I are very proud of our team. We're very proud of what Meg does. And we just have to look at this as a day of hope. I guess that keeps us going. It is removed from a few other special anniversaries, and we do it on the second Friday of May. So yeah, I guess we just remove ourselves a little bit. I'm not saying it's not taxing, or no, it probably will remain taxing on us forever, but as long as it provides a glimmer of hope for someone, and I've already had conversations this week that have acknowledged that. So as long as you know you're on the right path, you're doing the right thing.
For someone whose life work is around school bullying, it must be disheartening when you do see headlines like we've seen in this last week, for example, young boys making spreadsheets about their female counterparts using terrible words to describe them. And then we see, you know, those young boys are expelled and everyone kind of claps and says, yay, problem solved, which obviously is not the case. How do you see those kinds of things? Like, how would you have handled that situation, and what education do you think needs to happen in situations like that?
Look, I think this is a really good opportunity for schools to reach out to the likes of Dolly's Dream and probably utilise some of the workshops that we have available that deals with being a better digital citizen. And I honestly would like to see schools that are facing these kind of issues reach out to us and utilise these programs. It's what we're here for, and it's what we want to do, and we will never stop saying that the education piece is so important. Expelling them, yes, but it like you said, it hasn't fixed the problem as such, and it's respect, right? It's no different to domestic violence or anything like that. It is respect towards other humans.
According to the Australian government's anti-bullying website, Bullying No Way, approximately one in four Year 4 to Year 9 Aussie students report being bullied every few weeks. One in five experience online bullying each year, with 84% of those also bullied in person. In 85% of cases, their peers witness this happening and also play a role in the bullying process. The most common motivator for bullying is to enhance their own social status. Kids are most likely to tell their parents because they believe their teachers either won't believe them or will make the situation worse. If you do want to find some resources on how to help kids in this situation, you can find a link to Dolly's Dream in our show notes. I guess I wanted to finish this conversation on a bit more of a positive note. I have a daughter, she's 9, she's in year 4, and we regularly talk about, you know, having healthy relationships with her student peers. And a couple of days ago, I said to her, do you ever get bullied at school? Do you see anyone ever get bullied at school? And she turned to me and she said, Mum, there really isn't any bullying at my school. How does it make you feel when you hear something like that?
I think that's amazing. And do you know what? I love hearing, especially from primary school students, that say, we don't have that because if there's a situation, we can stand up, or we have a kindness activity that we do, or... It really reassures Chick and I that there is hope and we're making a difference. I'm so pleased to hear that there is kids that have that opportunity to just be at school and be kids and have the opportunity to learn.
Thanks for spending some time feeding your mind today. If this story has brought up some issues for you, please reach out to the team at Lifeline. They're standing by right now at 13 11 14. And if you're experiencing bullying at your school, tell someone you trust about it. Tell mum and dad or your carer, speak to your teachers, make sure your friends know. Just don't do this alone. The Quickie is produced by me, Claire Murphy, and our executive producer, Taylor Strano, with audio production by Jacob Round.